Quebec, like using us. I'm Marie Poppy, was a cultural worker and artist in the field of video and film from Belgrade. I will try to briefly present work of Walking Theory platform for past 10 years, but I will try to stress some methods and principles of our work to maybe, how to say, to be more useful to understand and maybe also implement in your own work if you find it interesting. Okay. So Walking Theory started in 2000s in Belgrade, in very specific atmosphere, just a few days before the fall of the nationalist regime of Slobodan Milosevic. It was a very enthusiastic atmosphere at the time, and Walking Theory started as a self-organized group of students and postgraduate students of the University of Arts in Belgrade, with the goal to overcome the lack of theoretical education in at our University of Arts, which is very traditional and considers theory something that castrates artistic practice, which we wanted to somehow problematize and show that it can be different. As I said, usual common thinking, at least in our local context, is that theory precedes artistic practice, but for us, theory is practice. And this is one of the main principles of our work from the beginning. What is important to say is that Walking Theory is a collective of artists and theorists, and I always like to say that it's artists who do theory and theorists who do art. So for us, theory is a practice, and our theoretical practice is done through several mediums or segments of work. So one is, and maybe one of the most important, is textual production. And when I say textual production, is what is very important is that we, from the beginning of our work, publish magazine, independent magazine called TKK, Journal for Performing Arts Theory. We started, Walking Theory started with the journal and with the practice of theoretical and lecture performances in 2000. So at the time when theoretical and lecture performances were not so, integrated in the circulation of it wasn't the usual artistic practice at the time. It's now, it's just another genre of the performance. What we consider very important is self-organization, and it's the main principle of our work from the beginning, as we started as a self-organized group of students and postgraduates. But then later, around 2005 or 2006, we began to reflect upon this notion of self-organization, and I will speak more about it later. Also, critical education or self-education is very important, and also it's also something that that happened at the beginning, but then we start to reflect it later. And cultural policy sounds really bureaucratic, but actually we think about cultural policy what is cultural policy for the independent scene, because we are strongly connected with our local context, non-institutional one, and so we think about our means of production or our conditions of work and so on. My colleague from Walking Theory is also here, so I will consult her about some words. I suppose that you are wondering why we choose this type of walking theory. For us, walking theory is a theory that has a body, which means that it's not abstract, transcendental, and always right discourse that affects us all. And this is also connected with this practice of theoretical performances in the way that we like to show this body that produces the discourse. And showing it on stage means that it's vulnerable. Is it? Recently because we are working for 10 years and lots of people changed during these 10 years, so we started to think, is it walking theory the same now as it was at the beginning? And actually, maybe the main switch or tendency is that now we are more interested in intervention in the wider socio-cultural context than in intervention, like institutional intervention into performing arts, and specifically in our local context. So we are now trying to investigate about the power of art and culture to intervene in the social reality. This is our journal. Just a few few pictures of the cover pages with the subject or what issues we're about. The journal is one of the main projects from the beginning, and it's specific in several ways that. Okay, you see that it's different problematics. It's a journal for performing arts theory, and it's still like this, but it covers different issues which are not directly connected with performing arts, but we try to see them or investigate them from the perspective of the performance paradigm. What is also interesting, it's the only theoretical journal in the field of performing arts in Serbia, but we reject to make it academic theoretical journal, because we want to keep this open position of always engaging and like we always, in the journal, we always invite very young writers and theoreticians and some really prominent theoreticians. So we think this kind of dialogue is quite important to keep, as we, or theorists from our collective, always say that when they were young, nobody invited them to write for academic journals. So they had to make their own journal to write in it. So now we keep this tradition of inviting really some interesting thinkers and not just prominent theoreticians. This is the three issues that are dealing with self-education. And also one of the important issues is this that is dealing with self-organization. Also, the journal is always connected with either some artistic theoretical research or research on the independent scene in the region or in our local context. So, for example, for this self-organization, we try to think together with people who initiated some self-organized structures within our region of ex-Yugoslavia and even wider, and we made a comment about it. Okay, one of the notions we articulated in our work is theoretical activism, and from our point of view, theoretical activism relates to reflective, critical, and experimental interventions in a specific context. Of course, in the field of art, intellectual community, cultural, and social reality. And it means that we are not, that we don't consider ourselves as an expert or want to be an expert in the specific field, but we are actors on the scene, and we are doing things and always trying to reflect like this, how to say, this stream of doing reflection and so on. And also we try to consider these political implications of the notions of action and practice. This is from the beginning of our work. We always had this tendency to make a public action, some kind of a public gesture. So, for example, at the beginning of our work, because we were self-organized kind of reading group, and it was very specific situation in Serbia. I don't know, like you probably don't know, but we were a very closed country during the 90s, so we actually couldn't get like books or something like this. It was a rarity, and if somebody comes with a book, then everybody photocopies the book and read it. And so we want to stress this problem after 2000, and we made this kind of theoretical artistic action called Hyperreal Allegory Atelier of the Theoretician in the Age of Post-Socialism. And afterwards, we, like 2 years ago, we did a similar thing with the title Atelier of the Artist in the Age of Wild Capitalism, but I don't have pictures from it. So action was the dripping of all these references and theoretical texts in the gallery space, and people could take the these papers or texts they were. Okay, now also one of the examples of our public actions is this TV performance that I will show, like I have a short clip. It was maybe, it has a sound, but I will shortly explain what it is about. And we just noticed. We noticed that there is, at least in Serbia, I don't know in Germany, there is this strange TV program with where people send SMSs, like with searching for a girl or a guy or something like this. It's very kind of stupid with clips. So we saw this, so we want to kind of stress the lack of a discourse about contemporary art in the mass media. So we wanted to use this space. We didn't know if it's going to succeed or not, but we asked we asked colleagues from the scene in Belgrade to join us and to make kind of an SMS attack to several programs during the evening. I think it lasted for two hours to attack with political, artistic statements and so on. So I will show you the short clip from this.
But how many clips? And it was transmitted live.
Yes, it was. How many clips?
Maybe.
And then I will. Quite strange. Sorry, but I want to show this, so I will search for it. Hmm. it's help, but where is my... Sorry.
How you can put it in the file?
Okay. Ah, no. Okay. This is only the screen from one of these illustrations. And it was quite interesting because even people started to react to our SMS, those other people who usually do. So it's, it was a kind of dialogue with. And it was really almost non-budget project. We only have a budget. boxing match, which we also consider a theoretical performance. You know, there is this avant-garde practice of ready-made that is mostly formed in the context of visual art. But we wanted to think what ready-made could be or what it is in the context of performing art. Of course, there are several examples of ready-made in performing art, but it's always kind of not done that coolly. So we did research about this issue and published a magazine about it. And at the end, what we do is that we made a boxing match with all its procedures in one of the alternative theater in Belgrade. And actually, audience didn't know that it will be a boxing match, like a real boxing match. We of course called the performance boxing match and everything, but nobody expected it. And it was quite interesting how they reacted, because the boxers, they invited the boxing audience, and we invited our audience, like theater and performing arts audience. So I think people from like audience of performing arts were in this role of voting and yelling and so on. So it was, and the boxing audience was quite shocked about it. So this is our last theoretical performance done in 2009. It was done in based on the methodological tool Generic that is produced by everybody's collective. A collective that try to think how you can, what can be open source performance, and what does it mean to have open source performance and so on. And they produce this tool called Generic, which means that it's very simple. It's a kind of methodology to produce a show. The thing is that you invite, you announce the show, you invite audience, and then when everybody comes, you just enter the stage and say thank you for watching this performance. Now we will speak about it during the after talk. And actually, they didn't saw anything. So you have to construct the performance together with the audience during this after talk. Also, because it's open source, we adapted to make it a theoretical performance. And what we had, which is not inscribed in this methodology, was that we tried to enact several recognizable figures at the cultural scene, mostly locally but also internationally. Like, for example, one of us was the programmer, one was artist genius, and so on. One was, theater director, one was, how did you say, not wild, but hysterical theoretician, and so on. We didn't have written text, but we answered the questions from these positions and tried to, with this, to point out some problematics at our local scene. And actually, this was our last theoretical performance, and we did it as an archive piece in Cologne in 2009 also. So, okay. And now I will briefly introduce something similar to public, we were inspired also by public school. and it has to do not with, it's not artistic, but more cultural project. It's called Illegal Cinema, and Illegal Cinema started in 2007 in Belgrade as my initiative within Walking Theory platform. And during 2008 and 9, it has its special editions in Zagreb and Istanbul, but as an artist project. And from 2010, this project is initiated by Walking Theory in a cultural center in Paris called the Laboratoire de Bernier. We initiated this project during our residency there, but now they took it over and it's their regular program. Also from this year, it started in Bilbao in one cultural space called Bulegoa in Spain. Now to say what it is about. Illegal Cinema is conceived as an open self-educational project of exchange and contextualization of different author, activists, queer, anarchists, censored, and other marginalized and in our local context hardly accessible films. What is quite important beside this, that shows the films which are not part of the distribution in cinemas in Belgrade, is that the project is open to everyone to propose films, but with obligation to speak about them and to produce discourse around the film. So this discourse is in many cases, or in most of the cases, much more important than showing the film itself. With this procedure, we want to try to erase boundaries between editor or curator and audience, and to perform a long-term process of self-education through it. So in this project, Illegal means initiating another knowledge production and discourse among non-film specialists around more experimental, critical, and minoritarian film production. And also what is quite important is that I consider Illegal Cinema as an open source project, so it could be all open source procedure of exploring that explores different procedures and formats of watching and discussing films. And this is the crucial thing, because Illegal Cinema in Belgrade, in Paris, and in Spain is quite different, and people really adopted this procedure to their own needs. For example, in Belgrade, it's mostly about this lack of a distribution, like we don't have any, like also because we are in this transition to capitalism, so what is happening in Belgrade is that state is selling the cinemas, which are always in the good, good locations in the center of the city, so we don't have almost any cinema left, especially in other towns in Serbia, not in just in Belgrade. So this issue about the distribution and the public space for talking and discussing about films is the crucial thing. For example, in Paris, it's quite opposite. It was the question, why to do Illegal Cinema in Paris? Paris is the city of cinema. There is thousands of cinemas. But actually there, it was this other part of the project was the idea was much more important. This non-specialist discourse. It was collapsing boundaries between curator and audience, because also attacking the position of the author as the main producer of the meaning in film, and especially in aftertalks, because they have a really strong tradition of aftertalks, but it's always about the author and what author says about it. And Illegal Cinema in Paris is much more about experience of watching films and how audience went through this. Okay. In
Istanbul, in Zagreb, it was thematical
project. This is from Paris.
And it was also in Paris. It was quite, it is quite interesting because this cultural center is in a suburb, which is immigrant suburb. And this program has a quite elitistic program, which is dealing with the theoretical artistic research in performing arts, and that's how we went there. This project somehow enabled communication with the neighborhood, because people started to come and to propose films and to discuss them, and it's quite for us also important. Also some important parts of the working theory's work are theoretical artistic research. We did, for example, during this residency in La Laboratoire, we did a research called How to Do Things by Theory. We produce, for example, this journal dealing with the notion of immaterial labor and what does it mean also in performance, because it's quite glorified in the performing arts world, this notion of immaterial labor, but also to connect with artistic research when you come in the context and you have to work there. We always want to have this contextual approach and not local specific, because we are not coming to a certain context to just to show with what we did in our local context or what we produced as a finished product. But we try to work with the context and within the context. So during, for example, first year of residency in Paris, we did a really extensive research about independent scene there and what does it mean, independent scene, because it's a quite important notion for us. This is the research that we did in Madrid. It's called Escenas Discursivas, which means in Spanish it has this ambiguous meaning discursive scenes, but also scenes of discourses. It was the research about critical discourses at the performing arts scene in Madrid with lots of the interviews and video interviews, and you can find it in this website. Okay. Now this collective DIY education. And why I use DIY and not health education here? Because what happens in international context usually is that people try to think about health education or from the perspective of this notion of philosophical notion of self, and in our context it really doesn't have anything to do with this. It's more like samobrazovanie, it's more like do it yourself education and not about self. That's why I put it like this. One of the most important notions for us when we begin to reflect upon self-education is samoupravljanie, or worker self-management.
We started in 2006. We started this research project called Self-Managed Educational System in Arts. But this self-management doesn't have anything to do with this neoliberal term of self-management, but with worker self-management, which was practice of the direct democracy in socialist Yugoslavia, where workers had decision-making power about everything. For example, in factory, about the distribution of money, about distribution of goods, and so on. So it was quite interesting that some of our older colleagues and professors who were living at that time were laughing at us for using this term. Apparently, it didn't function really well, but we thought that it's quite important to think again about this and to see if it's possible to reappropriate it in actual context. So I can say a little bit about I don't know what amount of time, but maybe I briefly go. Yeah, I don't want to take your. We started when we reflected that what we are doing is actually this practice of collective self-education. We started this research, but it's really like informal. It started quite informally, and it ended quite informally as a group of people reading and discussing texts and books dealing with alternative. Ways of education, and what we did, for example, we of course read Rancière, and what we did is that we try, we read the book, discussed it, and try to extrapolate the methodology that book proposes, so notions, procedures, and so on, and then to think: are those things proposed in the book are still relevant for us and for our context and our way of doing things? And then we there is on this diagram. It's quite all bilingual, but yeah. You can find also our journal is published bilingually, and we published this in this one of three issues about self-education, and you can download it for like in, there are all PDFs at our webpage. So we readopted and rethought these notions proposed in the book. But also what we do, what we did is not just doing this quite close. It wasn't just walking theory, people from walking theory. Also we invited some other colleagues from the scene, but it was around 12 people, so it's not really much. But we wanted always to do a kind of public action. So for each book we did a different thing, trying to do it in a way that according to methodology proposed in the book. So for example, for Rancière's book, we translated one part of the book and sent it to our mailing list and asked people to come to discuss it together. For Gregory Uhlert's book, because he is proposing this notion of affective learning and affective knowledge, and also use of media in the learning process. So we did kind of theoretical performance with a lot of like different things, but now and for example, for this point society by Ivan Illich, we did online public talk on a chat channel with one of his followers from the 70s, who is an artist and who tried to implement the notions or methodology of Illich's work in his own artistic education, and he was expelled from the university, so it was in the 70s, of course. So it was a conversation with him about this. Okay, what else? This is, I'm so pity that I don't have this book with me, but also it's available, a PDF is available online on our website. It's the book written by Michal Kulakovic. It's one of the, like, it's our professor who was engaged in, at the beginning, at walking theory, and he was inspired by this research about alternative modes of education. So he wrote this book that is dealing with, it's in English also, it's important, that is dealing with different modes of artistic education. So different ways of artistic education through history. It's quite interesting, from this one-to-one, like with the master class, and this kind of systematization. For the end, it's after this research project, SS, we did one practical extension of it, trying to think, do methodologies that we came to are working. So we did this project knowledge mapping, but it was totally non-budget, so it lasted only for 1 year, and we saw that it's really, it was quite successful in a way that lots of people engaged in it, even it was kind of poor in the sense of what it offering only this methodology to try it out, and the space, the venue that Walking Theory works in Belgium. And after this 1 year of trying this methodology, we decided to make a larger project, which will be also regional one. When I say region, I think about the region of ex-Yugoslavia, because we have this common, this is the common cultural space, also the language is all the same, so we wanted to, and we collaborate a lot between the independent scene is collaborating a lot. We wanted to do it regionally, and it's a project that also doesn't have, one of the things is that it doesn't have curriculum. Okay, so this schooling classroom, this schooling is took from this Ivan Illich book, This Schooling Society, and it's a project that was meant to empower actors of the independent scene in the region, especially Macedonia and Serbia. It's a collaboration, and it doesn't have curriculum, so we have just opened a call for people to engage in this practice of collective self-education, and to ask for what they want to hear and what to do they want to invite. And in this case, we really had like budget to invite whoever they wanted. So, for example, we could pick and some of the people who were who people invited, like participants of this schooling class. So this is it. I don't know if you have questions. I think we will speak after your. Or I don't know what.
Maybe if you have questions now, maybe otherwise.
So it's quite. Sorry, it's not like really a fluid story. But I don't know. Because we do different things, it's also, we are not one person. There is six of people in the editorial collective, so we don't do everything, like not everybody is doing everything, so we have different interests, and that's why it's really kind of huge.
Yeah, that would have been my first question.
What? Six people working within editorial collective, and also we have like a producer, but who is also part of Walking Theory, and two producers.